Going deeper.
Finally, we have it. The answer to what makes a happy family. The key to a happy and healthy family life. Clearly, the pressure on families today is too much. The weekends are no longer sleep-ins and lazy days at the park. They are go, go, go with various drop-offs to sporting fields, birthday parties, trips to major shopping centres with hordes of others and countless other activities. I can just hear you thinking that this will no doubt cost lots of money, involve serious and in-depth family counselling, and will just highlight how much of a bad parent you are because you simply can't deliver on these great expectations that you now have on you as a parent. No. Breathe easy. Basically, according to the University of Ottawa, the key to a happy family is this: quality time. Spend time with your kids, one-on-one and all together. Kick a ball around outside. Eat together. No need for expensive lessons or intensive weekly schedules for your kids. Just spend time with them. The findings of this comprehensive study on families aren't particularly enlightening. I think if we all stop and think about it, our most rewarding and happy memories with our parents is those unstructured, relaxed, simple pleasures. The times when it was just you and your mum or dad, kicking a ball over the fence, throwing the ball really badly, but having an encouraging great shot or good try from a kind parent. I doubt any of these happy family bonding memories are those of intense music lessons or running around a field chasing after a round or egg-shaped ball. Jesus spent a lot of one-on-one time with his father. The gospel story is filled with occasions when Jesus would leave his friends to spend time alone with his father. If it was important for the Son of God to spend one-on-one time with his Father, then it must be important for us to spend one-on-one time with our children. While Jesus didn't have kids, though he was very happy to spend time with kids, we can learn a lot from the way he related to his disciples and those around him. We often read about Jesus eating in the Bible. I'm sure he enjoyed his food, but this culinary fact isn't in the Bible to highlight that. I think we can see the importance of building relationships and going deeper with people through eating together. The Last Supper, Jesus restoring Peter, and Zacchaeus the tax collector, to name a few examples. Imagine how much relationships would be enriched in the family context if we eat together. The old saying, a family that eats together stays together, comes to mind. While this new research isn't really that enlightening, I think the real challenge for us is to actually start doing this. There's the hard part. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.